So as we come together, whether you are reading something we've written or listening to anything that we have ever said, we want you to understand that everything we offer and every word Esther translates from our vibration is offered with the intention of helping you to restore your awareness to the valid premises that match the laws of the universe. Because when you start consciously understanding the laws as they are, and you test them from that conscious awareness of them, they will prove to you every single time without exception the validity of these truths. You are the creator of your own reality. You were worthy before you focused into this physical body, and you still are now that you've been here, no matter what. You are more non-physical source energy vibration than you are flesh, blood, and bone being that you see here in these physical bodies. Law of attraction is responding to everyone equally across the board. Law of attraction, which responds to everything, everyone, says that which is likened to itself is drawn. So whatever vibration is active, law of attraction is making it more active by bringing more things that match it to it. You are source energy with a perspective that law of attraction is responding to, and you are physically focused, leading edge genius creators out here on the leading edge of thought in your magnificent bodies in this time-space reality of perfect diversity, and law of attraction is responding to that aspect of you too. As law of attraction responds to both vibrational aspects of you, you feel the harmony or not of those two vibrational relationships. The better you feel, the more that part of you is in sync with this part of you. The worse you feel, the more that part of you, that physical part of you, is out of sync with this part of you. When life in your physical form causes you to know what you don't want, it causes you to know, whether you speak it or not, what you do want. And when that occurs, you emanate a vibrational request that the larger part of you receives and responds to and becomes immediately. And law of attraction in that instant begins responding to that newly formed vibrational version of you. There is a vibrational reality that is amassing constantly, which is the true you. There is the physical reality, the knock on wood, manifested, actualized, I can see it, taste it, smell it, hear it, touch it, reality. That reality is only slightly different than the vibrational reality in that what's already manifested, you've just been thinking about it long enough that now it's showing up to give you awareness of how you've been vibrating. Everything that you are living is a manifestational indicator of your mix of vibrations. The well-being that is you, that is in constant process, is so huge and so long-lasting in that it is eternal, that well-being will always triumph, but some have to croak to experience it. These Law of Attraction seminars, where we emphasize understanding the art of allowing, which is finding vibrational alignment with who I really am. We offer them to assist you in coming into vibrational alignment with who you really are, to live life as you intended, to be the uplifted, good feeling, pure positive energy, radiator, oozer, beer of the love that is truly you. The most dominant premise that is misunderstood in your physical reality is that when someone performs something that you disapprove of, that it is a good idea for you to point it out, or you might get more of it. When the reality of it is, the more you point at what you do not want, the more you hold yourself in a consistent pattern of vibration that disallows what you do want. And the most powerful premise that we want to activate within you, that we promise you will serve you for all of the days of your life, is a belief is only a thought I keep thinking. A belief is only a thought I continue to think. A belief is only my habit of thought. It's only a practice thought. A belief is only a thought that I think a lot. Now, why does that matter? Because when you want something and you believe in opposition to it, your opposite belief will prevent what you want from happening. When you want something and you believe it, there's no separation. You are offering one signal, and law of attraction will bring it to you now. But when you want something and you doubt it, when you want it and you don't believe it, now you're offering opposing vibrations, and you can hold yourself in that holding pattern all of the days of your life. I want it, but. I want it, but. It'd be nice, but it doesn't happen for me. I would really like to have that, but I've wanted it for so long. When you keep saying those things, when you continue to face reality, when you beat the drum of what is, when you beat the drum of what is, you hold active within yourself a vibrational pattern. A belief is only a thought you keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that you keep thinking, and it is only the beliefs that you hold that keep you from the things that you want. A belief is only a thought that you keep thinking, and the only thing that keeps you from who you really are and what you really want is a belief, which is only a thought that you keep thinking. Did you write that down? So, if a belief is only a thought that I keep thinking, and I keep thinking a thought that is in opposition to what I want, then I keep thinking the thought that's in opposition to what I want, so the reason I don't get what I want is because I keep thinking a thought that's in opposition to what I want. Interesting? Obvious, but interesting? In a whole new sort of decisive way? So if a belief is only a thought that I keep thinking, what about thinking a thought that I don't believe long enough that I believe it? If a belief is only a thought that I keep thinking, why not think a hopeful thought? Well, that's stupid, Abraham. The facts defy it. That's that false premise that we were talking about earlier, isn't it? That reality is static. So you mean I have been building my life on a false premise by facing reality and feeling that that legitimized giving my attention to this unwanted thing? Even Esther occasionally will say, but Abraham, but it's true. But it's true, as if that is any prerequisite for what you give your attention to. A belief is only a thought that you keep thinking. And you, as human beings, are the harborer of so many unproductive beliefs. The largest among them, I'm not worthy. There's no gain without pain. I must have been born under the wrong star. Must be karma. Probably my mother's fault. It's the government's fault. You want to believe that false premise, don't you? It's the government's fault. If they'd be different, everything would be different. We want to say to you, take your power back by remembering that a belief is only a thought that you keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that I keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that I keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that I keep thinking. I'm starting to believe that. A belief is only a thought that I keep thinking. A belief is only a thought that I keep thinking. When I think a thought, it activates a vibration, and when a vibration is activated, my point of attraction kicks in. So if I keep thinking this same thought and I keep activating this point of attraction and law of attraction keeps responding to this active vibration, then I'm going to continue to get results, not because they're true and not because it's reality, but because it's law of attraction's consistent response to a thought that I keep thinking. So if it's a thought that I keep thinking and I'm getting results that I don't want, isn't it prudent to begin to think a different thought? Oh, but Abraham, that doesn't seem logical. You want me to think an airy-fairy pretend thought? You want me to put my head in the clouds or in the sand? You want me to pretend that something that isn't is? Yes. You want me to fantasize? You want me to imagine? You want me to use words that aren't true? Yes. You want me to pretend that I'm slender when I'm fat? Yes. You want me to pretend that I'm prosperous when I'm poor? Yes. We want you to think the thoughts that match what you want until you believe them. And when you think the thoughts that match what you want until you believe them, universal forces will give you the proof of your belief. But if you need to see it before you believe it, it cannot come. You have to believe it before you see it. What's a belief? A belief is just a thought I keep thinking. So what did we just say? You have to keep thinking the thought until it becomes. You have to keep thinking the thought until you believe it, and when you believe it, it is. It's so simple. We are done. So what distracts you from that? Reality, facts. So what? Everything that you see that you call reality was just coagulated, coalesced, combined thought, a thought that somebody thought long enough. When Esther says, Abraham, shouldn't I think about that because it's true? We say, all truth is something that enough people or a person gave enough attention to long enough that it became a thought that they thought about and thought about and thought about and thought about and thought about it until it attracted the equivalent of it. There are all kinds of things in your environment that you believe that match what you want. And there are all kinds of things in your environment that you believe that defy what you want. How would you ever sort them out? How do you know the active beliefs within you that serve you well and the active beliefs that are within you that don't serve you? How do you know the beneficial ones from the detrimental ones? The beneficial ones feel better when you think them. The detrimental ones feel worse when you think them. Oh, but Abraham, there's a lot of thoughts I think that I really don't have much feeling around. Keep thinking them, they'll get bigger, and pretty soon you'll know. In other words, that's the beauty of law of attraction. In the early subtle stages, you might not be able to feel the difference, but the longer you think them, the more active they become, the more active they become, the more attraction power, the more obvious the results, just like you knew it would be. This is the perfect environment for a creator to create, and you knew it when you came. So, what do you want to talk about? We're eager to talk with you about anything that's important. Nothing is off limits. It will be a perfect unfolding. Don't worry if you don't get called to the chair, because someone will be called who will address what you want to talk about. This gathering gathered before you dragged your physical bodies here, so there is nothing that you want to talk about that we will not address completely. There is some small issue about whether you'll hear it or not, but we promise that we will talk about it completely, and depending upon your vicinity to the vortex that has already been created of this masterful unfolding of leading edge thought, well, you'll hear it or you won't. We'll do our best to draw you in so that you can hear it completely. We're going to have a very good day. Begin right there.